Hello there and welcome to Money Wisdom. I'm John Stillman alongside Joel Johnson, certified financial planner and the CEO of Johnson Brunetti, the official wealth management partner of the UConn Huskies. Joel has been published in Forbes, the Wall Street Journal, and the Hartford Business Journal, and he's written six of his own books, including most famously The Money Map. He's been on TV. You see him every weekend as the host of Better Money on WFSB Channel 3 on the Saturday and Sunday morning news with Kara Sundlund. And you've seen him as an analyst for Fox Business, Fox Connecticut, NBC 30, and WTNH Channel 8. He's always here to share his wisdom with us every weekend. And Joel, always a pleasure to talk to you. Volatility in the market is here with a vengeance.
It's come roaring back. And isn't it interesting? We've been talking about this for so long, how sooner or later the market was going to have some hiccups, go up and down, act like that roller coaster that many times it does. And volatility has come roaring back. And deep down inside, you knew this was going to happen, right? I mean, you knew that the stock market could not go up forever, couldn't last forever, this strong market we've had. And then just when we get more great news about the economy and the tax cuts, the market comes tumbling down, loses trillions of dollars in market value in a matter of days and weeks. And the question is, now what? How do you position and protect your investments? On Money Wisdom, we're going to be talking about that all day today. This has been the most extraordinary bull market in history. The Dow has gone from the low of below 10,000 right after the 08 financial crisis to well above 25,000 points. Is the party over? Who knows? But the bottom line is volatility is back, and nobody can tell you what's next for the stock market. All the pundits on CNBC every night, they really don't know. As a matter of fact, I think they do some of you a disservice because they talk about what's going to happen tomorrow in the next 3 weeks, and yet you're investing your money to provide income for you for the rest of your life. So volatility is here to stay. If you're retired or nearing retirement, volatility is not your friend. And this is no time to be complacent. It's been easy for the last few years. The decisions you make now will determine whether you're retiring or you stay in retirement according to the plan, or if you're forced to work much longer or go back to work. So again, on today's program, we're going to reveal some sound and practical advice on how to position and protect your investments in this turbulent stock market.
So in terms of how do we address the volatility, how do we prepare for it, how do we withstand it in our financial plan, I'm almost hesitant to mention this point, Joel, because I don't want people falling asleep. It seems so obvious, but it needs to be said. And quite frankly, a lot of people misunderstand what this means. So don't fall asleep when I say you need to be diversified, right? You need to understand diversification. But a lot of people aren't really completely grasping that concept, and therefore they end up experiencing the pain and consequences of not really being diversified.
Well, correct. I mean, the pain and consequences of not being diversified is very, very evident. We had one day not too long ago where the market actually dropped 4.6% on the Dow. And if you owned a growth fund that had things like Amazon, Apple, Google, Facebook, you lost more than that. Think about that, 4.6% in a day. Many of you in retirement would be happy with a 5 to 7% rate of return year over year, and that the market has that kind of a shock in a given day should wake anybody up. So the biggest issue here is risk. If you don't have a portfolio that matches your tolerance for risk, you could lose a significant portion of your life savings. Remember 2008, 2000, 1990, 1987, etc. And once that happens, once that market starts to drop, it could be too late to do anything about it. And the problem is most of you have this urge to do something about it. Just holding on for many people is not an option. Your emotions won't allow you to hold on. And then what happens is you compound the losses by doing the wrong thing at the wrong time, missing the market when it turns because you've gotten out, and then buying back in when it's already recovered from the bottom. So this is an issue with nearly every new person that we meet that comes in from this radio program. They show up at a first-time meeting with a handful of scattered statements and some questions. They're not sure if they're in the right type of investments. There's no rhyme or reason. They don't have a particular plan. They just have a lot of different investments they've accumulated over the course of their working in life. And when they're in retirement, Sometimes it's even scattered all over the place without a plan. So if you just talk to somebody who lost their shirt in any of the previous market conditions, you could have easily prevented some of these losses by having a diversified portfolio based on their risk tolerance. Now, we base portfolios on your risk tolerance so that the biggest impediment for your investment success, which is your emotions and the way you act on those emotions, we're able to remove that from the equation by paying a lot of attention to your risk tolerance and making sure that your portfolio is not more volatile than you can handle.
I feel like it's so tempting for people to say, yeah, okay, diversification, I got it, I'm diversified. Well, just because you have stock in 34 different blue chip companies, that doesn't mean you're diversified.
No, it absolutely doesn't, because you've got all blue chip U.S. companies most of the time. Sometimes those blue chip U.S. companies go down and there are other things that go up. So we've got to have a nice spread. There's that old saying, right? Don't put all your eggs in one basket. Well, that's exactly what diversification is. And the problem is people have the illusion that they're diversified, and most of the time they're not. They own an index fund here. They own a growth mutual fund here. And when you dig in and uncover what's really sitting in those funds, it's the same stocks: Apple, Google, Exxon, Facebook, Amazon, the big, huge companies out there in the world, Walmart. Those tend to be dominant in the big mutual fund portfolios. Part of that is because mutual funds that are huge need a lot of liquidity, so they've got to buy those big companies. And then you end up thinking you're diversified and you own a lot of the same stuff, and you've got maybe 30 or 40% of your portfolio exposed to not necessarily the same company, but companies that move in tandem with each other. And when the market goes down, you get hammered.
And another thing that's very important, Joel, is understanding the how and why of rebalancing. A lot of people just sort of leave things too much on autopilot and don't rebalance enough.
Well, correct. And I think where some people go wrong here is, you know, they might have 10 different either mutual funds or stocks, and one just does great. And human nature is we fall in love with that one that does great and we don't want to sell it. And what we don't realize is maybe if you had 10 stocks and they each equaled 10% of your portfolio, but one quadruples over time, which it easily could, and the other ones stay flat, that one that quadrupled could end up being 35, 38% of the portfolio. And now you're way out of whack. You're way out of balance. Most of our clients, we set up a rebalancing program that either happens once a year or whenever I change our portfolios, and automatically their accounts are rebalanced. It keeps their risk in the level that we originally set it at, instead of letting things get out of whack. And step back for a minute and let's just explain this concept of why we rebalance. If you start out with a portfolio, let's say it was 10 years ago, and you have 50% bonds, or let's call it just 50% things that are safer, and 50% stocks, and you fast forward 10 years, those stocks have probably tripled in value, and the bonds may only have gone up 40%. So now you've got what was 50%, potentially as much as 80% of the portfolio. Your risk is much, much higher than the way you originally set it up. That's without rebalancing. Now, there's three different types of rebalancing. There's disciplined rebalancing, where once a year you just automatically sit down with your financial advisor and you rebalance. You look at your asset allocation and you just rebalance. Or maybe your financial advisor even has that on autopilot. There's something called trigger-based rebalancing. And so this would be if we have a portfolio, again, with 50% stocks, 50% bonds, and if the stocks become worth, let's say, 54% of the portfolio, so the trigger would be out of balance by 4%, stocks become 54% of the portfolio instead of the 50, because the stocks have grown more than the bonds, that triggers a rebalance to get me back to my 50-50 mix. And then there's life stage rebalancing. So again, the first type is disciplined rebalancing, automatic. Second is trigger-based rebalancing, when something gets out of whack by more than a certain percentage. And then the third is this life stage rebalancing, where different stages of your life or different events in life, divorce, loss of spouse, can cause the need to sit down and rebalance. This is more of a manual process, but it's the change in life stage that triggers that rebalancing. Some of you think, when I say those things, well, gee, I don't quite understand that. Or some of you think it sounds too basic. Very, very intelligent people make these basic mistakes, and it costs them and their families hundreds of thousands of dollars. So if there's one takeaway from today's show, just one thing, it's that you need to rebalance your investments right now. This is not something you put off for 30 days, 60 days, or 90 days. It's something you need to do right now. That's what we do in our Money Map Retirement Review. We check your portfolio and make sure you're not out of balance. We check your portfolio to make sure you're diversified. And some advisors out there don't even use all of the strategies and the products that are available to diversify you. They're just stuck with the stocks and bonds. There are all kinds of other things that you can get involved in. The bottom line is the people who put this off will be the ones who could pay the price in the next correction or the next bear market. At this stage of the game, it could be too late to recover. So let us show you at Johnson Brunetti here. We have the Money Map Retirement Plan. Let us show you how you could potentially do much more with your investments while reducing your risk. You can do both of those at the same time. And we want to help you do that. We make it simple, we make it easy, and it doesn't cost you a dime. So if you've saved at least $250,000 for retirement, be one of the first 10 callers on the show right now at 1-800-705-1232. You deserve your own Money Map Retirement Review. It's customized, it's simple, it's easy. Call the number, and we'll set up a time for you to come in and visit. 1-800-705-1232. The most important thing you could do for yourself right now is to review your investments with us and make any necessary adjustments based on your tolerance for risk so you're set up for the next market downturn, which will come. We just don't know when. 1-800-705-1232.
When you come in for your visit, you'll leave with a copy of one of Joel's books, The Money Map, or maybe Forced to Retire, or something else that you feel fits your situation the best. Again, the number to call or text, just be sure to include your first and last name if you text, 800-705-1232. That's 800-705-1232. You're listening to Joel Johnson's Money Wisdom. Joel is a certified financial planner and the CEO of Johnson Brunetti, the official wealth management partner of the Yukon Huskies. So as we've discussed, volatility is roaring back on Wall Street. And if you haven't updated or rebalanced your investments recently, you should be scared. There are some things you need to be paying attention to. If you're retired or even nearing retirement, volatility is not your friend. So we're going to reveal some more of those sound and practical strategies on how to position and protect your investments in a turbulent stock market. And Joel, one of the things that's important to understand is that everything starts with having a comprehensive financial game plan, taking into account things that aren't necessarily just your investments in the stock market. All of the other things, all the other pieces of your financial puzzle really dictate or partially dictate how you should be invested.
Well, and there's a lot more to having a financial plan or financial game plan than just the purpose of having that financial plan. What it does is it gives you confidence, it removes fear, and when the going gets tough, emotionally, you're anchored back to the fact that, okay, I have an advisor that did a plan. Now, it doesn't have to be a 120-page plan. We keep things pretty simple. That money map that I just talked about a little while ago that we want to give to you, the money map consists of an income analysis that just simply says if you're going to be okay based on a certain rate of return and you're going to have enough money for the rest of your life, great things to know. We also give you a one-page roadmap of your entire financial situation, and we'll do a risk analysis of your portfolio. And most people want to keep things pretty simple. They want to know if they're going to be okay, what rate of return they need, and how much risk am I taking. And we'll do that. Now, some people want something more complex than that. And many times we have a pretty deep discussion, as I did just a week ago with a client of Eric's, where we talked about sequence of withdrawals and what to sell first and what to sell last and so on. I mean, that's entirely up to you. We'll do that for you. But the bottom line is most people want simplicity, and everything starts with having this comprehensive financial game plan. One of the fastest ways to get yourself in trouble with is not having a plan. You're just winging it. You're setting yourself up for a big financial fall. So the sooner you do this, the better off you'll be. Saving for retirement is great. It's what you do with that money when you're retired or just before you're retired that really counts. So a plan, it's not about one thing. It's not about some number, some magical number that you need to come up with. It's about many things working together. Social Security, the right amount of income, taxes, health care? What about long-term care and asset protection? What about estate planning? Have you sheltered for inflation? What about diversification? We were talking about earlier. Are you properly diversified? You want to work with somebody that's going to cover all those things for you. That doesn't mean you necessarily have to understand all those things. You just need to know that someone has your back. So, and a plan is not something you set it and forget it. It needs to be updated. It needs to be adjusted. Again, this couple I was talking to you just last week, we talked about the importance of adjusting as things change. So even though we set up something where we know where the first few years of income is going to come from and we de-risk the portfolio, we need to be flexible. So it's critical to have ongoing meetings with your advisor to update your plan.
So important that all those pieces of the puzzle are moving together and working together. Joel, I was sitting with Eric, you just mentioned Eric, in a visit with some potential clients one time, and he was asking them some questions about nothing that they'd come in to talk about. They'd come in specifically because they were concerned about long-term care and paying for the nursing home, if that was something that they had to address at some point in the future. And Eric was asking them all these other questions, and they were confused. Well, what does this have to do with long-term care? You know, Eric had to explain, well, we have to understand the big picture, because how we address the long-term care issue might be different depending on what the other pieces of your puzzle look like. And it's no different when we're talking about this market volatility piece. We have to understand all the many different pieces, because one variable could affect what your investment should look like.
Psychologists talk about this when they talk about family systems. You know, I have a family system. It's myself, Wendy, and four boys. And the family system all works together. And when something changes with one person in that family system, it changes the dynamics for everybody else in that family system. Well, if you take that psychological concept, that family concept, and move it to financial planning for retirement, you change one thing, whether it's Social Security projection, whether it's the rate of return on a portfolio, whether it's one spouse passing away, and it changes the dynamics of everything else in that system. So it's so critical. That's why we ask so many questions to get to know you. This is an art and a science. The science part of it is the numbers, but the art is the wisdom we can bring to the table for you by having walked through with many, many families this transferring into retirement and then aging in retirement. And we do have that wisdom. We might not have the fanciest software out there to do all these crazy projections that some of you have been buried with by other financial pros. We don't have all that software. But the bottom line is we have the wisdom, and we've got adequate enough software to make projections, but also talk about what you might face that the software is not going to tell you. Think about who writes those software programs, by the way. You know, chances are it's somebody 25, 26 years old, doesn't even own a home, and probably doesn't have anywhere near the money you do. They're great at writing computer code, but they might not have the wisdom to understand emotions behind money.
All right, our last tip for you today as we're addressing market volatility is be sure that you have a bulletproof income plan. A lot of people, Joel, have an investment plan, but they don't have an income plan. And if your income is subject to volatility in the market, we have a problem.
Well, and again, this is why everything we do starts with this income plan. Successful retirements are not built on assets, not the amount of money you've saved. They're built on the ability of those assets to generate consistent income in retirement. I was talking to another couple a while back, and he was really into husband was really into all the different investments, the risks, what's this company going to do, so on and so forth, and just really sophisticated. And we were having a good time talking about that. And then his wife, after a little while, said, well, wait a minute, Joel, can you just tell me if we're going to be okay? Are we going to have the income that we want to be able to travel and visit the grandkids and so on? So very different, the two different feelings there towards money. And I would say she was more accurate than he was when, in the way that she was looking at a successful retirement. Are we going to have the right income? The three most important words in retirement are income, income, income. Your ability to generate an income is going to dictate your lifestyle in retirement. And it could mean the difference between doing anything and doing everything that you ever dreamed of versus just scraping by. Stock markets are going to go up. They're going to go down. We've learned that already this year. But your income is going to be the backbone of your retirement game plan. When my grandpa Pete retired from his company, he had a pension that was guaranteed for the rest of his life. And he had a little bit of savings, but he wasn't relying on his savings for income because he had a very generous pension plus Social Security. For most of you, those days are gone, or you have a pension, but it doesn't satisfy all your needs. So you've got to draw down from your investments. And that's why this income plan is so critical. It's part of our MoneyMap retirement review that we want to give you. The other thing is you've got to think about how longevity plays a key role in how you should plan. It's how we plan for retirement today. Running your income needs out well past age 90, because statistically many are going to live that long. Many of us are going to live that long, maybe even longer. If you live into your 90s, there is a possibility that you might have to triple your income during retirement just to keep up with the cost of living. If that gallon of gas today costs $2.50, it could cost $7.50 by the time you get into your 90s. And I know you might think that's a long ways off, but the bottom line is, if you make it that long, don't you want to be able to do the things you want to do and pay for the things that you want to pay for? So the longer you live, the more you've got to make your money last longer and also be able to withdraw more. So having this income plan increases your chances of having to deal with any kind of a major stock market correction, because you've got the peace of mind of knowing that check is going to be coming in for a very long period of time every single month. And that's why we put together for you that MoneyMap retirement plan. So take us up on this offer. Get your own custom MoneyMap retirement plan. It covers so many great things. Let's just talk about for just a minute what we've covered on the show today, things that you can do to help offset this market volatility, to take away some of the angst that comes along with that. We want to know that we're rebalancing the portfolio. We want to know that we've got the proper amount of diversification to avoid that pain of losing money, having a bulletproof income plan. And again, everything starts with that comprehensive financial plan. We're talking about volatility, being back on Wall Street, and what do you do? And we want to help you with that. You've saved and invested for retirement. That's a great start. But now what? What do you do with that money? Whether you're retired or whether you're getting close to retirement, it's what you do with that money that really matters. Can you legally pay fewer taxes in retirement to make your money last longer? How can you avoid losing tens of thousands of dollars in Social Security benefits or pension benefits by not taking the right strategy to trigger those benefits? How could you turn your investments into an income workhorse, delivering checks every single month, month after month in retirement, that you don't have to worry about? These are the answers that we give you when you go through our MoneyMap retirement plan process. It's simple, it's straightforward, it's easy. There's no obligation, no pressure. We focus on strategies that could help you make the most out of every single dollar in retirement. So if you've saved $250,000 for retirement, we want you to call right now in the next 15 minutes. If you call in the next 15 minutes, we'll set up a time, absolutely free, no obligation, no pressure, for you to get your custom MoneyMap retirement review. It covers three main things. Number one, are you going to have enough income to last for the rest of your life? And what rate of return do you need on your money to make sure your money lasts? Second, a stress test, a risk analysis of your portfolio. We'll take your portfolio, run it through some software programs, and show you exactly how much risk you're taking, how much your portfolio could go down. Then you be the judge if you're comfortable with that. And then last but not least, we put your entire financial life on one page. You'll love how clearly you see your financial situation. It's simple, but it could literally save you tens of thousands of dollars in retirement, possibly more. So call now, 1-800-705-1232. That's 1-800-705-1232. You can also text your first and last name, and we'll get back to you and set up a time for you to come and visit. Once again, call in the next 15 minutes, 1-800-705-1232. Get your customized Money Map.
When you come in, you'll get a copy of one of Joel's books, and you'll leave with all that knowledge you get from the Money Map Retirement Review. Call or text 800-705-1232. That's 800-705-1232. Call now while it's on your mind. It's so easy to procrastinate, but go ahead and take care of it now. 800-705-1232. 3-2. That's all we have time for on this week's program. We'll talk with you next week. Same time, same place, right here on Joel Johnson's Money Wisdom.
Investment advisory services offered through JB Capital LLC, a registered investment advisor. Insurance products and services are offered and sold through individually licensed and appointed agents in all appropriate jurisdictions.